Forever Mountain had arms that were so strong, he looked like he had boulders under his flesh. His legs were like two huge tree trunks. His hands held the strength of 10 men. As he walked down the road toward the Emperor's palace for the great wrestling match, he thought, "I am Forever Mountain, the strongest man in all of Japan." Since there were no people about, Forever Mountain bragged to the wind and to the sky and to the little stones on the road. He became thirsty. He climbed down to get a drink. And that's when he heard a strange sound coming from the road. He pulled apart the branches of the bush, which hid him from view, and he saw Maro May, a beautiful, chubby woman, walking along with a bucket of water on her head. As she walked, she jiggled, and as she jiggled, she giggled, and that was the sound he heard. "Ha!" thought Forever Mountain. "Wouldn't it be fun to climb up on the road behind that beautiful, chubby woman with her arms up like that? I could tickle her." Forever Mountain crept up onto the road behind Maro May. He reached out a strong, muscular finger, and when it touched the soft flesh of her side, he tickled her. When she felt his hand upon her, of course she giggled. "Yeah!" She brought her elbow down upon his wrist and crushed it against her rib.
"Oh, my name is Forever Mountain. Oh, I am the strongest man in all of Japan, and you're hurting me."
"Oh," she said, dragging him helplessly along behind her. "Why, you must be on your way to the wrestling match. But why are you going so early? The match is not for 3 months yet. Oh, you'll sit about eating big bowls of rice, and you'll brag about your accomplishments when you should be practicing. If you were truly wise, instead of just physically strong, you'd come with me. I could introduce you to 2 masters who could teach you the finer points of wrestling." Forever Mountain had no choice but to follow. She led him to a very strange-looking mountain with a winding stony path that led to its top. They climbed together, and when they arrived at the top of the mountain, Maro May said, "Forever Mountain, do you see that humble cottage over there? In that cottage live the 2 masters I was telling you about. One of them is coming now." And from around the left side of that cottage came Maro May's mother, carrying the family cow. "Oh, this poor beast has such delicate feet. So I carry it up to the mountain pass and down every day. Who is that man, Maro May?" "Most honorable mother, this is Forever Mountain. He says he's the strongest man in all of Japan. I brought him here so that he could study wrestling with grandmother." From around the right side of the cottage came Maro May's grandmother, who was as old as a stick and as dry as a twig. "Ow!" she croaked, seeing that a tree had fallen over her favorite path in the night. Why, that tree was so huge, its roots stuck up towards the sky like skinny, scratching fingers. Grandmother set down her spindly cane, and with those 2 thin arms of hers, she reached about its massive trunk. She lifted it up, and she flung it lightly into the air, and it whirled, branch over roots, over branch over roots, over branch over roots, over branch over roots, till it landed in the middle of a far distant mountain.
"Oh, I wanted to throw it over that mountain. Who is that man, Maro May?"
Most Honorable Grandmother, this is Forever Mountain. And Maro may turn to Forever Mountain to ask him to bow to her grandmother, but he'd fainted. The next morning, Grandmother began his lessons. She trained him gently from the very first rays of light in the morning until the sky grew dark in the eve. And after 3 months of perfect practice, strange things started to happen to Forever Mountain's body. Where his hands had once held the strength of 10 men, now they held the strength of 20. Where his legs had been like 2 huge tree trunks, now they were like 2 pillars of granite. And something else changed. As Forever Mountain began to discover how truly strong he was, inwardly as well as out, he stopped bragging. Grandmother said he was ready. So down the mountain he went. When he arrived at the Emperor's palace, he saw 5 of the biggest wrestlers in the match sitting about eating big bowls of rice. And when they saw him coming, they all cried out at once, "Oh, Forever Mountain, come and join us for a bowl of rice. Old Big Mouth always has a good story to tell about himself." Forever Mountain walked right past them and went to the place where the wrestlers were preparing their bodies and centering their spirits for the great match. In came the Emperor, tall and thin, dressed from toe to chin in brocade. He had very long fingernails, and he read a book of poetry as he fanned himself. In came the geisha girls and all the guests. Forever Mountain stepped into the ring. His first opponent greeted him in a wrestler's way. The huge man had a glint of meanness in his eye as he lifted up his massive leg and brought his foot thundering down with a great crash upon the mat. "Yeah! I will crush your skull." Forever Mountain greeted this opponent in his own newfound way. He lifted his leg up and brought it gently down. Yeah! From his gentle step, there came a vibration through the mat that built to the crest of a wave. When it hit that wrestler, he was popped up in the air. He whirled head over heels over head over heels, and he bounced 3 times like a big flesh bubble.
Yeah! Whoa! "I don't feel like wrestling,"
he said, and walked away. The second opponent was even bigger than the first. Why, this man's stomach was so large, he had to lift his belly up and move it over just to pick up his leg.
"Yeah! I will crush your bones."
Forever Mountain greeted this opponent as well. He lifted his leg up and brought it down.
Yeah!
Again, from his gentle step, there came a vibration through the mat that built to the crest of a wave. When it hit that wrestler, he was popped up in the air. He whirled head over heels over head over heels, and he bounced 8 times like a big flesh ball.
Yeah! Whoa! "I don't feel like wrestling either," he said.
He picked up his belly and walked away. No one dared enter the ring with Forever Mountain after that. The Emperor declared him the winner, but only if he would promise never to come back to the palace and wrestle again, for there was no contest with one as strong as Forever Mountain. Forever Mountain agreed, and he walked out the palace gate. He returned to the mountain where he had been trained. And who should be standing at the bottom of the stony path, looking this way and that, but Marl May? And when she saw him coming, she ran to him, and she picked him up in her arms. She carried him halfway up the mountain before she said, "Well, all right, now you can carry me." And by the time they arrived at the top of the mountain, they had decided to spend the rest of their lives together. Now, there are people in that part of Japan who say that once in a while the ground trembles. That's just an earthquake, say some. Oh, say others, that vibration you feel, that trembling in the earth, that's no earthquake. That's Forever Mountain. You see, he's still practicing his wrestling with Grandmother.